The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome everybody to All Saints Day. It is a great and joyful day. The day in which we remember all of those blessed souls who did, as we heard in the first reading, washed their garments clean in the blood of the Lamb and arrived at the kingdom of heaven. What's a saint, by the way? Let's just clear this up right now. What's a saint? Real simple. A saint is a soul that's gone to heaven. Do we want to become saints? Yeah, we do, because you know what the other option is, right? It's hell, and we don't want that, right? So a saint is a soul that's made it to the kingdom of heaven. Now, we know about the canonized saints. Everybody heard about St. Patrick. Everybody's heard about St. Francis. Everybody's heard about St. Jude. Everybody's heard about St. Nicholas. We know the canonized saints. This feast day, we remember that the full number of the blessed is a number known to God alone. Interesting history this feast day has. It used to be known as All Martyrs' Day because back in the early church, when Christians were, you know, they were being thrown to the lions and persecuted, church tried its best to honor every last one of them, specifically by name as a saint. But they figured they couldn't remember them all, so they took one day out of the year, November 1st, lopped them all together and called it All Martyrs' Day, just in case somebody got left out. And then after the persecutions ended, church quickly realized that you don't have to shed your blood for Christ to give your whole life to Christ. And we started canonizing saints, and it was Pope Gregory IV in the 9th century who turned All Martyrs' Day into All Saints' Day. And on All Saints' Day, we read this gospel, the Beatitudes. And you know what the Beatitudes describe? They describe a soul that has surrendered itself completely to the Lord. That's what they describe. It describes the blessedness of someone who's complete, just like the saints have, completely surrendered their life to the Lord. And it calls them blessed, which is to be differentiated from happy. Happy comes from the old English word hap, which means luck. Luck comes and luck goes. You can be happy this afternoon when the sun's shining your way, and if events turn out badly in a few hours, you're not happy anymore. But this is what blessedness is. Blessedness is an interior joy and peace that all the ups and downs of life can't touch. That's what happens to you when you surrender your soul to the Lord. The Beatitudes, they just describe that. But you know what the trouble is with the Beatitudes? There's too much here. To try to talk about the Beatitudes, you know, it's like saying I'm going to go off and look at the Smithsonian Institution. I mean, how do you take it all in? You can't. You can't take it all in. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm only going to describe one beatitude to you. And if you want to hear another one, you just got to come back next year. Okay? And maybe if the bishop leaves me here for 8 solid years, we'll get through them all. Okay? So, tell you the one beatitude I want to describe is, I think, best captures the spirit of the saints. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God. The most popular beatitude of all, but you want to know why? It's because people don't know the challenge that's in it. Peacemaking is hard work. Jesus doesn't say, blessed are the peace takers. He says, blessed are the peace makers. Peace isn't something that someone's going to deliver to you, that they owe you, and they're going to hand it to you on a silver platter. It's something you got to get out there and make. And it requires sacrifice. And this is something the saints understood. The reason we don't have peace with one another is because we don't have peace with ourselves. And the reason we don't have peace with ourselves is because we don't have peace with God. And the reason we don't have peace with God is because we haven't surrendered our hearts to Him completely. Now, you've surrendered to Him partly, or you wouldn't be here. But all of us, your priest included, you know, we're something of a muddle. Half surrendered and half resisting. Kind of like someone trying to drive the car down the street, one foot pressing on the gas, the other foot pressing on the brake. A muddle. And there's a maxim in the spiritual life. It says, nemo dat quod non habet. You cannot give what you do not have. You can't bring peace to anybody else unless you first have it to offer. And that's where the saints recognized their first work was the conversion of their own heart. There's not a battle on any battlefield in the world that's not first a war that's waged in somebody's heart, and then that spreads out to another person. And you want to know where that war comes from? Comes from the division that comes from ignoring the Lord's commandments. It comes from greed, it comes from lust, it comes from pride. And this is why our Lord counsels poverty and chastity and obedience and all the rest. See, the irony here is that the saints recognize that before you can bring peace to anybody else, you first got to be a warrior. A warrior against your own sinful tendencies. And the more your soul is surrendered to God, peace, joy, and you can't help sharing it with other people. And this, by the way, is why it says, blessed are the peacemakers, they'll be called the children of God. Why does he call them the children of God? Well, because when you're a child of a family, it's an identity that you can never lose. Notice, he doesn't say, you'll be the ambassadors of God, you'll be the servants of God, you'll be the employees of God. But a child, they've got an identity that's theirs, whether they're sick or healthy, whether they're awake or asleep, whether they're young or old, whether they're alert or whether they're exhausted, it's always there. And so too, one who's made their peace with God, they've got a peace and a joy in them that they can't lose. And it's always with them. And everywhere they go, they bring something of who God is to everyone around them. That's why it says, blessed are the peacemakers. They'll be called the children of God. And that's only one beatitude. And even that's a brief explanation. But you want to know what? Here on All Saints Day, I got a confession to make. The reason I'm a Catholic is because of the example of the saints. Here's a question you'll hear all the time from young people. And not so young people, right? They'll say, how do you know all this Catholic stuff is true? You want to know how? Well, it's the same way that you know that a medicine works. You know that a medicine works by the people who actually take it, right? And follow the instructions on the label. Those who ignore it, those who disregard what they're told, well, they don't tell whether the medicine works or not. The saints are the ones who gave their hearts to Christ, not 50%. Not 75%, not even 99%, but 100% of their heart. And I've never seen anything in the world more beautiful than their example. And the message of All Saints Day now is that God created you to be the fullness of who He made. And that is something greatly, greatly beautiful. If you will, like they, trust, surrender, and never give up. Let's take inspiration from their example, hope from their place in the kingdom of heaven, and let's ask for all of their prayers here this morning as we pray. Holy men and women of every time and place, pray for us.